Jesus began to teach the people and told them the parable of the Good Shepherd. He declared that he was the door to the sheepfold, as well as the Good Shepherd. In this parable, the sheep, God's people, entered the sheepfold, the kingdom of heaven, by the one and only door, which was Christ himself. Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, took care of the sheep, for whom he would soon lay down his life. This teaching caused controversy and division amongst the Jews. Many of them said, "He's possessed, he's raving mad, why listen to him?" But others replied, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Jesus was teaching in the temple area and walking in Solomon's colonnade, a magnificent covered walk with supporting pillars that lay to the east of the temple grounds. The Jews came and gathered round him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe me. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This reply made the Jews very angry, and they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles done in the Father's name. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any miracles," the Jews replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy, because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. And even though you do not believe me, believe at least the miracles I do, so that you may understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again the Jews tried to seize him, but he escaped and went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus had been confronted with the hostility and unbelief of the Jewish religious authorities, and he often denounced their hypocrisy, pride, and spiritual blindness. "Watch out for the Pharisees and the teachers of the law," he said to the people. "They walk around in flowing robes and are greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. But they steal from widows, and for a show they make lengthy prayers. They will be all the more severely punished. They teach the law of Moses, but do not practice what they preach. They lay heavy loads on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. They love to have men call them rabbi, master. But," said Jesus, "you have only one master, and you are all brothers. You have one Father, and he is in heaven, and one teacher, the Christ. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Blind fools that you are." Next episode, more teaching and warnings.